Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Joel and Natalie with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, a group of Queensland firefighters are going to Canada to fight blazes in Jasper National Park. The group known as Arduous Firefighters have been requested on account of their ability to perform in rugged terrains carrying heavy equipment. Queensland Fire Department Commissioner Steve Smith commented that the unforgiving Australian bush is what produces this high calibre of firefighter and that their expertise is valued internationally.
In national news, Australian surfing judge Ben Lowe has been stood down from his role and sent home from the Paris Olympics. A photograph of Lowe, another judge and an Australian competitor, was posted to Instagram, revealing a personal relationship held by the trio. The International Surfing Association released a statement describing Lowe's fraternizing with his national team as inappropriate.
Following the death of a couple found passed away in their yacht on Wednesday in Sydney, police have revealed that they are yet to determine a cause of death. Police Detective Inspector Siobhan Munro has said authorities are treating the case as suspicious because they are yet to find any leads that may reveal what happened. Items from the boat have been taken in for forensic investigation, as well as cars belonging to the men and women parked near the vessel.
In international news, the civil war in Sudan has pushed a 500,000 people camp near the besieged Darfur city into famine. The 16-month power conflict between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces has created the world's largest humanitarian crisis, with 10 million individuals forced from their homes. The warring sides have been accused of blocking aid deliveries, but both deny the allegation. The experts fear the conditions would persist until October, as war has prevented farmers from planting.
In other news, a patient implanted with a prototype synchron computer brain interface has successfully been able to use an Apple Vision Pro headset, controlling the cursor on the device with only his thoughts. Despite having no upper limb movement, a 64-year-old man with ALS was able to use Apple Vision Pro goggles effectively. Synchron brain implants are reportedly less invasive than Elon Musk's Neuralink, a similar product requiring open brain surgery to administer.
For the weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with light winds. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expectation maximum of 22. The UV index is predicted to reach a moderate 4. That's all for your news for 11am. We'll be back next week with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au/news.
Friday Neon, Kinky Kitty Cat.